Okay, this is an interview with Will Beer, the Sussex Kings. First of all, Will, Bard, it must be terrific to be playing at Lord's.
Yes, very good to be playing at Lord's. I actually made my first-class debut here in my small amount of championship games and first-class games that I have played, so it's nice to be back.
When were you aware that you were playing in this game?
I got told the day before that I might be involved and then finalised it on the morning of the first day.
So you get the nod that you're playing. How were the nerves on that first morning?
Yeah, I had a few butterflies, I'm not going to lie, but no, the boys made me feel good, and had a little chat with Nashi, and he settled me down a little bit, and no, it's good. Glad to be given an opportunity, I guess.
And you took that opportunity, and you bowled with a lot of confidence, and you were giving the ball a lot of air. Is that something you've been doing in the nets, or in practice, or in the second 11 matches?
Not really. I just think because there wasn't a lot of spin out there, so I tried to vary my pace a little bit, and it seemed to spin when I bowled it a fraction slower, especially on the first day and this morning. So that's what I tried to do, tried to get the ball to spin, and it did when I bowled it a little bit slower.
What about the pitch? Because there's a bit of thought there is a bit of spin in this wicket.
I think so, yeah. It seemed like Ollie Rainey got the ball to spin, I think three or four to spin there towards the end, so I think the wicket's very dry out there, so I think it was always going to spin as the game went on, and we'll just have to see how it goes as the game continues, I guess.
How difficult is that? Because you must know Ollie Rainey comes on a bowl and picks up three wickets here, much as you did, but you know, he suddenly didn't be turning the ball a bit.
Yeah, and me and Ollie are good friends. Like, I've known him since I was very small, and him likewise, so it's obviously nice to be in competition again with him and see him, and no, hopefully we'll look to play him a little bit differently in the second innings, and me and Wrighty now and the other guys to come, and hopefully we can put a bit of fight and stay in this game.
And is that the feeling? What's the feeling in the dressing room tonight, Will?
I think we're a little bit disappointed. I think we feel that we probably let them get a few too many runs, and we obviously haven't started as well as we wanted with the bat, but hopefully me and Wrighty can get a little partnership going and get us up to a reasonable score, and then we'll have to see what happens. They might put us back in, or they might bat again, and we'll just have to, when that situation comes, we'll have to deal with that, and hopefully look to set the game up as best as we can to get as much out of it as we can.
That's an interesting thought, that maybe Middlesex might not force the follow-on. Do you think there's a chance that could happen?
It depends how tired their bowlers are. You never know. Me and Wrighty and the rest of the tail might bat for two sessions tomorrow. There's nothing to say we won't. So their bowlers might be tired and they might want to have a rest. So I guess you never really know. It's a funny old game, cricket, as you've seen from the 2 days. They're very differing how they've worked out. So you don't really know what's going to happen tomorrow. So it's a possibility, but I'd imagine that they'd be looking to try and bowl us out and possibly enforce the following.
Wonderful. Well, well played today. Final question. Obviously, Monty Panos are not in the side, so I just wonder, do you work with Monty? Is there, you sort of, you know, I know he's a different action, etc., but do sort of spinners work together as wicketkeepers do and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I've been very lucky in my time at Sussex so far. I've had Mushtaq Ahmed, obviously, and now Monty Panos as our number one spinners in championship cricket, so to say, and they've both played in a fair amount of international cricket, and anyone that's played international cricket or a high level of first-class cricket, you look to try and learn off and pick their brains, and as I do, and they've both been very good to me, and they both help me out whenever I approach them, and they're very approachable, and they're obviously very good to learn off.
Is that what it's all about? Is it all about learning and picking up tips from these experienced pros?
I think so. Like, you learn yourself as much as anything, but anything you can get off other people and process information off them, which you think might help you, I think the better. The more information you have, hopefully you can use it to make yourself a better player, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm still a relatively young player, so yeah.
And in terms of your development, Will, do you see yourself very much in the four-day game, or do you see yourself very much in the one-day game as well?
I think my career would suggest so far that I've played lots of one-day cricket, but I think I value myself as an all-round cricketer, and it's something I've worked on as this winter, was to improve my four-day skills and my basics, so to speak, and hopefully they're going to set me in good stead to hopefully for this game, and hopefully to have a little run in the championship side if it goes that way.
Just tell me, we're sort of standing here inside the pavilion at Lord's, and all these famous cricketers, these pictures all around us. What was it like for a young player to play here?
Oh, it's fantastic. You see it on the telly, and you've had it growing up and stuff. It's probably the best ground in the world to play at, and I think you just have to experience it, and you have to relish in it, and it's a fantastic place, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Wonderful. Well played, Will. Congratulations.
Perfect. Thank you.